and got cut off without a warning. I tried ringing Casey all the afternoon. All the evening I was dialing, could no longer keep on smiling. Had to speak to Casey Kasem very soon. So then I thought the thing to do was try long distance dedication. So dear Casey, will you read this out for me? Details coming up, said he. A Nova clutter-free, enough to end all of my agony. Wowie!
Yes. That's a new one. Caseyitis. It sounds like a bad case as well.
Well done, David. Thanks very much. And again, thanks to everybody for sending in all those words. It was a lot of fun. It really was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Says the man with the...
Till we started the competition.
Says the super DJ with the split personality.
I'm mad jealous. Casey Kasem. It's 20 minutes past 8. Here's Rick Springfield.
One from the American charts this week is by Rick Springfield, An Affair of the Heart. It's 23 past 8, Yazoo, Nobody's Diary.
If I wait for just a second more, I know I'll forget what I came here for. I can't believe you want to turn.
Radio Nova playing favorites for you on this Friday morning, 26 minutes past 8. And amongst the birthday people today, Shirley Owens Alston is celebrating her birthday. Did we need to mention that? She's 42 today, and she was the lead singer with this group, the Shirelles. Worried about waking up the next day and wondering, what have I done? It's 29 minutes now past 8. The Shirelles, and a song written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin, and that one called Will You Still Love Me? Tomorrow, to celebrate the birthday of Shirley Owens Alston of the Shirelles, who's 42 today, and more music from them on the birthday file with Tom Hardy right after the 11 o'clock news.
Important announcement. Please have pen and paper ready. You'll never get an opportunity like this again. Friends Ladies Shop at the Arlac Centre closes down in a few days. Take note of these giveaway prices. Cotton jackets and shirts, both £5 each. Party dresses, £10. Trousers and shorts, £5. Private collection suits, £49. Plus, exclusive designer evening wear, slightly shop soiled, worth up to £200. Friends price, £25. The final few days of Friends Ladies Shop closing down sale, Arlac Centre. Miss it and be sorry forever.
Announcing the arrival of Fitzwilliam Motors, a new name, a new company with a unique personalized service and a new deal in high-quality used cars like Porsche, Saab, Mercedes, and BMW. We buy our stock selectively for the man who's looking for something better in a used car. And that's why we offer a 12-month guarantee on all used cars. Visit our showrooms, Fitzwilliam Motors at Kingram Place off Fitzwilliam Place during office hours or phone 766-721 for an appointment outside these hours. Also specialists in fleet sales and leasing on all makes of new vehicles. For quotations, phone Fitzwilliam Motors on 766-721.
You can earn up to £400 a week as a professional salesman. But like doctors, solicitors, or any professional person, you need knowledge and training to sharpen your skills and put you in line for the rewards. The Irish School of Salesmanship Home Study Diploma course will prepare you for that exciting, well-paid career as a company rep. Take the first step now by phoning for a free comprehensive brochure. The number to ring is 333-2281. Or write to the Irish School of Salesmanship Limited, Newcourt House, Stanville Avenue, Clontarf, Dublin 3.
Take a walk on the wild side, because at Wild Side you're sure to get what you're looking for. Wild Side stock all the top names in shirts, jeans, jackets, suits, and knitwear. Get into shape and step into style at Wild Side, 109 North King Street on the corner of Stony Batter.
Radio Nova 831, Bob Gallico has the latest news headlines.
Thank you, Declan. Air traffic control is at the three main airports, are due to go on strike from midnight tonight. The board of the sugar company has decided to close the Toon factory at the end of this year's beet harvest. Counting of the votes in the general election in the north begins today. And following two more attacks on police during the night, there's been a further warning from the RUC about the likelihood of more violence from Republican terrorist organizations. It's now expected that the famine relief workers released yesterday by Ethiopian guerrillas will be flying home from Sudan at the weekend. Reports from Poland say that Mr. Lech Walesa won't be allowed time off work during the Pope's visit next week. There have been more protests in South Africa over the executions yesterday of three members of the banned African National Congress convicted of treason and murder. And in the British general election, Mrs. Margaret Thatcher has led the Conservatives to a landslide victory. Weather for Dublin, cloudy and close with some outbreaks. 15 degrees Celsius, the winds light to moderate, west to northwesterly, force 2 to 4 on Dublin Bay. Well, you know, I could be reviewing the papers either here or in London this morning, and it wouldn't make any difference.
No, it wouldn't, because nobody takes any notice.
Thank you very much. Well, you see, the front pages are full of the British general election, of course. This is the big day for the paper's London correspondents. They make the most of it, so let's see how our lads report it. In the press, Thatcher's landslide. Well, predictable, both the result and the headline. In the Times, Thatcher leads Tories to huge victory. Labour slump gives votes but few seats to Alliance. And a more colourful one in the Independent, Maggie's dynasty. Ever since that TV series, that word dynasty has been enjoying a new lease of life in the English language. Foot concedes defeat. SDP...
It smells defeat. Hold on, there must be something in there.
Yes.
Foot concedes defeat.
Think about it. Come back at 9:30. SDP are devastated. Well, absolutely devastated, darling. Other brief descriptions from the front pages. Tories bubble with success. Bubble, bubble, bubble. Sensation as Ben is dumped. The gang of four is halved. Unease at FF reshuffle.
Pardon, Bob?
What?
Yeah?
Oh, well, you see, it's ever since that word dynasty, that's what did it. I mean, they had to get in there somewhere, didn't they, when they start talking about dynasty. And there is other news, you see. Well, from the press, Boland angry at ESB rise. Here comes a good one. The ESB Joint Industrial Council recommendation of a 9.5% pay increase was described as, wait for it, shocking by the Minister for the Public Service, Mr. Boland, last night. Nice one, Mr. Boland, says Philip Malloy, going on to say, he told me the government was staggered by it, shocked and staggered. He said he could not stop the ESB from paying the increase, but he didn't know where a company in its economic position was going to get the money. There's no way it could be extended to the public service. No way, man. It would add £236 million to the public service pay bill in 1984 and bankrupt the country. That's enough of that. Let's get back to the election. Well, how have the British papers seen it? Well, I don't know. I only have the Mirror. And as it gets published fairly early and is sent over here, well, it hasn't got the late news that our locally printed ones do as yet. It says, Destiny Day. The Sun set stage for a record poll. The Sun brought the voters out in droves yesterday. Isn't that nice of them to credit a rival newspaper like that, Decky? Oh, it's the other Sun, is it? The one that shines down occasionally, other places, everywhere but here. Well, then, there's the other story on the front page of the Mirror. Reagan's daughter in porno magazine. There were blushes at the White House yesterday after President Reagan's singer daughter, Patti Davis, popped up in a porn magazine.
You said popped up, didn't you?
I did say popped up, yes. A revealing photograph of Patti with her braless... No, I'm not going to read it anymore. This is a family program,
go on,
isn't it?
Go on, read it.
I refuse to read it. You can read it for yourself.
Well, I saw you sneaking off this morning and reading it in private.
You know, it's actually... you think I'm reading it in private? White House officials would make no official comment. One spokesman said tactfully, they're so tactful, the president is a busy man concerned with issues such as nuclear arms reduction. I wouldn't know whether anyone has bothered to draw these photographs to his attention. However, dozens of copies of the magazine were being passed discreetly around Washington and the White House behind closed doors yesterday.
Brown envelopes.
Washington behind closed doors.
And the time. It's to go, but not quite. 25 minutes to 9, latest single by Rod the Mod, Rod Stewart. Well, we're laying it on you this morning, that is. Rod Stewart and Baby Jane. 9:20, and here's the Mary Jane girls. Getting up and boogieing this morning. And Candyman.
Getting me in.
Speaking from the new edition, which got to number one, that's a newie by the Mary Jane Girls, written by Rick James and the Candyman. Radio Nova, 9:17, and here's Dire Straits and the London Wild West End, which I know absolutely nothing about. But Tom Hardy and Bob Gallico are going over this week.
Thank you.
Dire Straits. And speaking of Dire Straits, you're going over there at the weekend, aren't you? I mean, to the Wild West End.
The Wild West End, yes, I am, Dick.
Good. Tell us more about the Wild West End. You and Bob. What? Nudge, nudge. What?
What?
Oh, yes. You're going over to celebrate things.
Well, drown the sorrows.
I've never seen you look so gloomy. It's 13 now, away from 9.
Let's take a transalpino trip on a train and ship to Europe night or day. If you're under 26, that's a little to pay.
Yes, if you're under 26, Transalpino have fantastic discounts to over 2,000 rail destinations throughout Europe. Transalpino, for all the fun under the sun. Call in at the Big T Travel Center at 24 Talbot Street or phone Dublin 742-382.
Let's go Transalpino.
That's Dublin 742-382.
Great things are happening in Swords at the Baileyborough Co-op Store. The Baileyborough Co-op Store Swords, third anniversary bonanza. Everything for the modern home. The best names at really low prices. Superser, Kenwood, Tricity, Santex. Best backup servers too. And you could win a Bendix dishwasher. The store is open from 9 to 5.30 Monday to Saturday and until 9 p.m. Thursday for this great bonanza. Baileyborough Co-op Store Swords. The all-round better store for all-year-round better shopping. The only AHS North Dublin.
Visit Clondalkin Town Centre for really low prices, like the Bijou Restaurant for a tasty lunch or snack. While you wait, Chewy Fares at the Heel Bar. Get a car alarm fitted for your car by Car Sounds and Security, who are also Pioneer agents. Have your hair styled by Crown Glory Hairdressing Salon. Late night Thursday and Friday. So remember, really low prices at Clondalkin Town Centre.
Superpage. Prompt, efficient service. Superpage for reliable communication. Call Dublin 606666 anytime and find out about Superpage.
The only place you want to be. Men's Casual Wear is a shop to see. It's a brand new shop and it's in Duke Lane. Shop that once, you'll be back again.
Hello, Dennis Murray here to remind you that Supernova brings you the very best in rock music every evening on 88 FM in stereo.
Wow.
So tune in and hear your favorite rock track.
Goodbye.
I like that. 9:10. What about the Nova Nag yesterday? Yeah, what about it?
Well, if the election landslide was predictable, the Nova Nag result was even more predictable.
I'm going to drop this from the program.
It got beaten. The other horse had some neck beating our horse. He did have some neck. That's what he beat him by, a neck. The neck was too long. Okay, today there's York and Sandown, and Joe O'Leary says that in the El Capistrano Villas Apprentice, written by a fellow called P. Doughty, just might do something. We don't know what. Capistrano, that's where the swallows go, and probably our money will...
Good morning, Mr. Deckey.
Thank you.
I brought you your lion's tea.
Much,
I can't speak any further this morning, so the election results, you know, I'm
disappointed, are you?
Absolutely devastated, sir. What will Woy do now? Excuse me, sir. I must go and weep quietly in a corner for a while, I think.
9:59. Well, it happened.
What happened?
Keith Harris got married.
No.
Oh, and Orville wasn't even. Orville wasn't at the wedding.
He wasn't the best dummy?
No, isn't it disgusting?
Oh, it's awful.
It really was. Now, I was just wondering who said I do up at the altar. Aren't you? You know?
Gosh, darling, I never saw your lips move.
And who'd be pulling the strings, et cetera, et cetera. But he nearly got thrown out of the church, did Keith Harris.
Really?
You know, he started moving his hand, you see.
Yeah.
And he was going up the back of her dress, you know. I mean, he thought he, you know.
Nudge, wink, wink, say no more, say no more. I won't be here on Monday.
Oh, good.
I'm having a day off.
Oh, that's terrible, Bob. I'm really
shattered. I know. You're absolutely
that.
Devastated, aren't you?
You and Tom in the Wild West End, you get your end 9:09.
Robin Gibb. Never, not me. And that's Juliet, and that's the last one on the Brecky Trekkie for this morning, and indeed all this week. I'm off for a groovy weekend, and I'm just filling in time here. You talk in your own program. You've got 3 hours. Anyway, from me till Monday, good morning.
It's fantastic. Having my photograph taken.
Yes, but what about developing and printing your films? Is it fantastic too, or slow and disappointing? For results you'll be proud of in a time that's amazing, come to One Hour Photo. One Hour Photo process on the premises in Dublin, Belfast and Cork with prints on Kodak paper, plus free photo album. Also same day service for enlargements. One Hour Photo. You don't have to wait any longer.
Gentlemen, here's £25 free from friends, and we mean it. Spend £100 on the latest men's fashions, we give you £25 worth of goods, and you're free to select whatever you like. Choose from those great European fashions at Friends Man Shops, Duke Lane and Johnson's Court, Grafton Street. It's like money in your trouser pockets. Be £25 smarter at Friends Man Shops.
Was just as I'd imagined. Rembrandt, indeed. Still, you know what they say, dear? You can't make a silk purse out of a fowl's ear. What do you mean did I notice the curtains? I got them first, so I'd hardly miss them, would I? Still, copying is the sincerest form of flattery, and the net curtains are by the international designer Paul Steiger. Oh, you know that already? Then I suppose you know that they're in Hickey's fabric shops. Oh, you've bought some too.
Air traffic controllers at the three main airports are due to go on strike from midnight tonight. Flights in and out of the country may be disrupted from the weekend. The Department of Transport says talks are continuing. The board of the sugar company has decided to close the Tomb factory at the end of this year's beet harvest, but it's also given the government a plan showing an estimate of how much it would cost to keep the plant open for social reasons, if that's what the government decides. In the British general election, Mrs. Margaret Thatcher has led the Conservatives 94 seats, Labour 210, the SDP Liberal Alliance 24, and others 22. Mrs. Thatcher has an overall majority of 138 seats. Among those who've lost their seats are Mrs. Shirley Williams and Mr. William Rogers, two former cabinet ministers who defected from the Labour Party in 1981 to form the Social Democratic Party. The leader of the left wing of the Labour Party, Mr. Tony Benn, also lost his seat. Counting of votes in the north begins today. The RUC in Belfast say almost 130 people were arrested for alleged personation. Still in the north, following two more attacks on police during the night, there's been a further warning from the RUC about the likelihood of more violence from Republican terrorist organizations. In a statement issued early this morning, the police say there could be car bombings, incendiary bombs, booby traps, and shootings. They want the public to be on special guard. All police leave remains cancelled. This is now the fifth warning from the police since the start of the general election campaign. A policeman escaped a murder attempt in Belfast early this morning when he spotted a bomb attached to his car. The device was left under his car at Great Northern Street in the Lisburn Road area, and it went off as a British Army bomb expert was carrying out a controlled explosion on it. No one was injured. There was some blast damage to houses in the area. In Derry, petrol bombers set fire to a police Land Rover in the Shantello area last night. No one was injured, and the burning vehicle was towed away by other Land Rovers. It's now expected that the famine relief workers released yesterday by Ethiopian guerrillas will be flying home from Sudan at the weekend. They're all said to be fit and well and will be staying at their respective embassies in Khartoum for a few days' rest after their 7-week ordeal. The Sudanese authorities are not allowing them to speak to newsmen. Reports from Poland say that Mr. Lech Walesa won't be allowed time off work during the Pope's visit next week. It's expected that officials from the Gdansk shipyard, where Mr. Walesa works as an electrician, will inform him later today of turning down his request for leave. It's thought Mr. Walesa was hoping to meet the Pope. There have been more protests in South Africa over the executions yesterday of three members of the banned African National Congress convicted of treason and murder. About 200 people attended an all-night vigil in a church hall in Durban. Eyewitnesses said the police sprayed tear gas into the hall after the crowd started singing revolutionary songs. The police were also called to the University of Zululand in northern Natal, where about 700 black students were involved in a demonstration. Independent radio news from Dublin at 3 minutes past 9.
Radio Nova.
And thank you, Bob. This morning's weather, cloudy and close, with some outbreaks of drizzle. The high, 17 degrees Celsius. The winds, they're west to northwest. And force 2 to 4 on Dublin Bay. Good morning. Friday.